So scripture scholars agree that in the Gospels it's clear that Christ's mission here on earth was to inaugurate the reign of God, the kingdom of God. He preached all the time, repent and be saved, the kingdom of God is at hand. He came to announce the inauguration of the reign of God, the kingdom of God. As we see in today's gospel, Christ's kingship defies the messianic categories of his time. He was not to be a political leader with an army to overthrow the Romans. His was to be a spiritual kingdom, which, as we see on today's second reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, is to deliver us from the power of darkness and sin. Rather than conquer with pomp and glory and military power, Christ conquered through his total self-giving, through his death on the cross. Christ was the ultimate person for others, who loved us so much that he gave his life for us. He died for love of us. If you ever wonder whether you're loved, just look at the cross. And what does it mean that God rules and that Christ is our king? God's rule involves the overthrow of the power of sin, is manifested through human selfishness and exploitation of others for our own self-interests. Self-serving exploitation of others is converted into self-giving service of others, where we're called out of our selfishness and self-centeredness to become Christ-like women and men for others. In this way, through such love, when God rules in the kingdom of God, can the world be truly humanized in the realization of God's divine plan. So at creation, God had a vision for us, a plan for us, which got messed up by sin, but Jesus came to set it right, to establish God's reign once again and take away the reign of sin. In the reign of God, God's original plan and vision for creation is realized. And obviously, this is a gradual process, dependent on our cooperation with God's grace to let ourselves be converted into Christ-like women and men for others. God doesn't wave a magic wand over us or make it happen to us, force us. It's our free will. We have to be converted. Then the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love, peace, and justice will come about as we are converted. So it's up to us to let ourselves be converted. We will all then gather around the Lord's table in the Eucharist as God's family. Many of us will be gathering around our family table this Thanksgiving. And we might have a relative that's a little troublesome. I had my Uncle Earl, but we accept them because they're part of the family. And so in God's family, we accept all who are here. All are welcome. The kingdom of God is about relationships, as we see in the gospel, where the good thief shows his faith in Jesus when he asks him to be remembered in his kingdom. And the reign of God really introduces us to three new relationships. The first new relationship in the kingdom of God is a new relationship with God as our loving Father. We're no longer servants, but friends and daughters and sons of God. We're brought into God's love for his beloved Son, Jesus. So just as God loves Jesus as his beloved son, so he loves us as his beloved daughters and sons. We're taken up into that love of the Father for Jesus. And of course, if we're daughters and sons in God's family, that makes us brothers and sisters of each other. And as we would help a brother or sister in need, so we should do in God's family to those in need. And if we're brothers and sisters of each other in God's family, we realize this extends to all of God's children throughout the world. The migrants and refugees at our southern border are our brothers and sisters too, and should be treated as such. The homeless people we see in our city and at freeway exits, they are our brothers and sisters and should be treated as such. Those of other political parties than ours are also our brothers and sisters and should be treated as such. Remember that at the Thanksgiving table. If you have any relatives of other parties from your own, no fights, no fighting. There, you know, just look at people's intentions, people's goodwill, and that there are different ways to get to the place we want to get to. And if we all treated each other, treated others, all others, as brothers and sisters in Christ, God's kingdom of love, peace, and justice would be realized. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we all loved one another? It sounds kind of amazing, sounds unreal, but if all of us in the world, every single one of us, loved each other and cared for each other as family members, then that reign of God would be realized. So we need to, that's something that we need to work for. It is possible. It really is possible. We need to work together to help build this reign of God, starting with ourselves, our family, our community, our city, and growing out from there. So I think we have a great charge today from Christ, a great call from Christ our King, to help him build his kingdom, to let ourselves be converted, and to help others be converted. That's what we're here for as a parish community, to help each other grow in our faith, grow in our discipleship, to grow as daughters and sons of God, and live as brothers and sisters with each other and with all people. It's something that can be a reality. And we need to be kind of a beachhead for that right here at our parish. So let us build the city of God here in St. Paul in Minneapolis, and let us begin here at St. Thomas More. It's a great call. Let us respond right now. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.